In this chapter, I focus on what I have learned from asking employers and educators this simple question. What is the right stuff? What is the right education young people need to prepare for the jobs of the new middle? What they shared with me were not specific courses you should take, but rather certain skill sets and attitudes. I will concentrate on four that will be important for anyone seeking a pathway to the new middle. The first and most important ability you can develop in a flat world is the ability to learn how to learn, the ability to constantly absorb and teach yourself new ways of doing old things or new ways of doing new things. That is an asset every worker should cultivate in an age when parts or all of many jobs are constantly going to be exposed to digitization, automation, and outsourcing, and where new jobs and whole new industries will be churned up faster and faster. In such a world, it is not only what you know, but also how you learn that will set you apart. Because what you know today will be out of date sooner than you think. During a talk I gave in St. Paul, Minnesota, I made this point, and at the question and answer period afterward, a young man in the balcony raised his hand, identified himself as a ninth grader, and asked, "Mr. Friedman, if it is that important to learn how to learn, how do you learn how to learn? What course should I take?" From the mouths of babes. It's a logical question. At the time, I had not thought it through in detail. So I ad-libbed an answer, which I think is in the right direction. Go around to your friends and ask them just one question. Who are your favorite teachers? Then make a list of those teachers and go out and take their courses, no matter what they are teaching, no matter what the subject. It doesn't matter whether they are teaching Greek mythology, calculus, art history, or American literature. Take their courses. Because when I think back on my favorite teachers, I don't remember the specifics of what they taught me, but I sure remember being excited about learning it. What has stayed with me are not the facts they imparted, but the excitement about learning they inspired. To learn how to learn, you have to love learning, or you have to at least enjoy it, because so much learning is about being motivated to teach yourself. And while it seems that some people are just born with that motivation, many others can develop it or have it implanted with the right teacher or parent.
Navigation. Second, we need to think more about how we teach navigation skills. As the world flattens out, more and more knowledge, information, news, software, commerce, and communities will reside on the World Wide Web. Our children will interact with each other, with the wider world, and with all that resides on that web without many filters. Therefore, teaching them how to navigate that virtual world and how to sift through it and separate the noise, the filth, and the lies from the facts, the wisdom, and the real sources of knowledge becomes more important than ever. When the web first emerged, I used to joke that if I had one fervent wish, it would be that every modem sold would come with a warning label from the Surgeon General that would say, "Judgment not included." In May 2002, I sat with 20 thoughtful young Indonesians in the garden of the Pondok Pesantren Darunaja, one of Jakarta's finest Islamic boarding schools, to ask them for their views of America. I wanted to understand how the world's largest Muslim nation was reacting to September 11th and the Middle East crisis. I could tell you in my own words, but let me instead run the tape of my chat with the most articulate student, an 18-year-old girl.
"Most Muslims are afraid of America because they think America is against Islam," she began. "You can see that America is backing the Israelis, and the enmity between Islam and Israel, the Jews and Judaism, is obvious. It is not that Americans are afraid of Muslims, but that Muslims are afraid of Americans. As for the September 11th tragedy, we can't prove that Muslims did it, because up to now they have not found evidence to prove that bin Laden is the one who did it. Also, I read in some newspaper that the real people who did that tragedy are Americans. I don't know what percent of the Congress are Jewish, but America is backing Israel, and I think therein lies the feeling of enmity toward America.
What do you think of President George W. Bush? I asked her.
At the beginning, when George Bush became president, some people thought he is only going to be like his father, and he's not going to make anything new. And also, people did not want Al Gore to win because he was Jewish. So people said, okay, George Bush is better. He promised a lot of really good things, but has not realized them up to now.
She was absolutely certain Al Gore was Jewish. Where do you get your news? I asked her.
I get most information from the TV, from the internet too. I really like to read the online Arabic magazines because they give a different point of view. If I read Indonesian magazines, they don't have a lot of information about Muslims and Islam.
I always think of that young woman as someone who lacked, among other things, navigation skills. The ability to sort out truth from fiction in this open sewer of information, facts, insights, lies, and half-truths called the World Wide Web. How many times have you heard someone say, "But I read it on the internet," as if that should settle the matter? Because the internet comes with a patina of technology, things that are read there, particularly by those without navigation skills, seem more believable. There is a great line in the Robin Williams movie Man of the Year, which is about politics, television, and a comedian, Williams, who runs for president. At one point, one of candidate Williams' aides remarks to him that the problem with television is that it makes everything and everyone seem credible. And when everyone is credible, no one is credible. A comedian debating an expert. Both seem equal. The same could be said of the internet. It makes everything seem equally credible to the uninitiated. So BBCnews.com says Al Gore is Christian on its website, and Jihad.com says Al Gore is Jewish on its website. On a flat screen, they both seem equal.